This session is focused on strong. More than physicality, my compassion and understanding grow to expand my perception and ability to change the world. I am here to save the world. I gain strength in stretching my wings and soaring to higher heights. How strong are you? How did you learn to be strong? Thinking about our first mantra, more than physicality, more than just your body, how much can your body take? What can your body struggle through? How strong are you? Where else do you find strength other than your muscles, the structure of physical self? If you had no body, where would your strength come from? As you continue exploring your inner world, your mindscape, where do you find strength inside of yourself? When you're emotionally triggered with positive or negatively charged emotions, what strength do you have to observe and choose to step into responsiveness, to decharge, to let go and release? Are you strong enough to surrender? Sometimes, does your strength take you into a battle or a fight that might be completely unnecessary? Does your strength reflect understanding and compassion? How often is strength taught through narrow-mindedness, through specific belief systems, through the dichotomies or the binary beliefs of one thing is good, and then the other thing is bad, or the opposite is bad? If strong is good, then weak must be bad. Is it? Is that even the opposite of strong? Weak? Taking the judgment off of it, or taking any values out of the word strong, what if the opposing force of strong was vulnerable? How do those two things begin to work together to keep us balanced? With strength comes vulnerability. Is that something you've ever been taught? Reflecting on that, take a moment to consider what you define as strength. What have you always assumed to be the opposite with a negative charge? Is it weak? Is it coward? Is it quiet? What value judgments have you placed on yourself and on others as you deemed lesser than yourself? Or how have you deemed yourself lesser than others by using a value system or a belief system such as this? In embracing your best self to help others, here is an opportunity for you to redefine what strength really is. Strength can be your uniqueness. Strength can be found in your quietness. Strength can be found in your ability to express. Strength can be found in your physical body. There's no right or wrong. Again, this goes back to the opportunity to redefine, to create new stories, and disembody what has been imposed upon you that no longer serves you. What kind of strong is dysfunctional in your life? And what kind of strong would help you become more efficient, more effective, more functional? Functional strength is what we're searching for. For your daily reflection, number one, how strong are you? Number two, who or what makes you feel weak or helpless? Number three, what do you do on a regular basis to increase your strength? Based on your definition, of course. Number four, how do you want to impact the world with your talents, with your strengths and gifts? And number five, who will support you unconditionally? Which co-author will have your back no matter what as you change the world? Be well, my friend.